Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
It is 9:42, 18 till 10. Quick note here. There's been a heck of an earthquake off the coast of Argentina and south of Argentina, and the coast of Chile is at risk of a hazardous tsunami. So we'll watch how that unfolds. It happened about an hour ago. About a week ago, the Saints drafted Tyler Shuck as a quarterback, and we thought it'd be interesting to talk to his high school coach, Dick Banaszewski, to see what kind of young man Tyler Shuck is and what it was like to coach him. Good morning, Coach. How you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm all right, sir. Thanks for taking the time with us. Tell me about Tyler Shuck. How did you first meet him and interaction with him?
Tyler came into our program as a freshman. He was a baseball player and a football player. And I think, you know, in the beginning, everybody kind of thought he was going to be a baseball player. And then he just developed, you know, did a great job. Our school has a great football program. We've played all over the country. At one point, we had a 154 game win streak. We won 7 state championships. And Tyler was the first athlete, the first quarterback in probably about 10 or 12 years to start both his junior and his senior year for us. Because for the previous 12 years, it was always a senior. So I think, you know, when Tyler came in, he was special.
And what's the name of the high school coach?
Hamilton High School in Chandler, Arizona.
So you guys also produced Brock Purdy, is that right?
No, Brock Purdy came out of the school down the street from us, High School.
Okay.
We had Terrell Suggs came from Hamilton, Cody Bellinger, some names you might recognize. So we've had some good athletes come out of our school.
So tell me about, it seems like when you talk about the baseball player and he was going to be a baseball player, and then you mentioned word athlete, this guy is a pure athlete first, right? And then football player, or how would you phrase that?
You know, I think he's a very athletic quarterback because I think his decision-making and his leadership ability puts him in a different category as far as him being a thinking athlete. But you know, obviously, physically, I mean, you got a 6'5 guy who's about 225 and runs a 4.640 and can throw a deep ball as good as anybody I've ever seen. So I think you got a little bit of both there with Tyler.
Was he one of these guys in high school, and we've had him here with Leonard Fournette and some others, I just use him as an example because I saw him play in high school, that was a man among boys you could tell right away?
You know, I wouldn't say that. I wouldn't say that. We've had some good athletes. I think Tyler was obviously ahead of the game, but I don't think he really developed all the physical tools where he is now till after he graduated. You know, he wasn't quite that tall. He wasn't quite that big. He always could run and throw. But I wouldn't put him in that category.
Tell me about personality, work ethic, all that kind of stuff.
Well, again, he's the kind of guy that his positivity and his team-oriented approach is collective. You know, kids want to be around him. He's the kind of guy that's a natural leader. I think he obviously overcomes adversity as good as anyone I've ever been around, and he did that at a very young age. And to be able to have that grit to stick to it – and, you know, be able to set those short-term goals, but always have your eye on the finish line. I think Tyler was very mature for his age.
What kind of adversity did he have to overcome?
Well, we had a situation that occurred at our high school, and it was actually a hazing situation. And they let our head coach, who had been here a long time, go. I was a coach in the program, and I had been a head coach at another high school. I'm also an assistant principal, so I wore a bunch of hats. Mm-hmm. And I was kind of put into that position of being head coach for Tyler's senior year. We had a lot of kids leave the program. We kept a few of our best athletes stayed true to their school, which was one was Tyler. So being able to deal with those, you know, negative things that were surrounding our program that time, at that time, and everybody licking their chops thinking, oh, we're going to get a shot at Hamilton. They're not going to be the powerhouse they usually are. And then to have Tyler be the leader of that group and, you know, take us into the playoffs and win a couple games. I think we exceeded expectation based upon what had happened that previous year.
When you watched him through college and followed him through college, was there anything that surprised you?
I was surprised he got hurt so often, you know, mm-hmm. and it was just those kind of bad luck, goofy things. And fortunately, no knees or no anything like that. But, you know, when you know, a break here, break there, it's like, God, give this kid a break, you know. And, you know, wherever he went, he obviously mastered the system they were running. And, so my thing with Tyler was every time he was healthy, he played great. And then he'd have this unfortunate setback. But again, with that, I think
going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I think sometimes those things make you better in the long run.
No, what's the old saying? It's not about how many times you get knocked down. It's how many times you get up.
Exactly.
To be clear, Tyler had nothing to do with the hazing incident, right?
Absolutely not. No, he wasn't involved in that whatsoever.
So let's talk about personality-wise. Is he a funny guy? Is he a serious type, a studious type? Tell me about him, Dick.
Great, great personality. Again, I think he's got a great sense of humor when he focuses, when it's time. I think he knows how to turn it on and turn it off. Mm-hmm. You know, some guys know when it's time to focus and they're easy to get focused and boom, I'm back on it. And then there's other guys that they can't, once it starts getting fun, or I guess you could call it, they can't get back. And I think he can turn it on and turn it off really well, which I think endears him to his teammates and his coaches because he knows how to go, okay, now it's time to go to work.
Yeah, let's talk about leadership abilities and qualities and those kind of things. What did you see in him then?
Again, I think, you know, and they say, you know, leaders are made. Well, he was a quarterback anyway, so obviously that's a leadership position. But always in control, never too high, never too low. You know, it didn't matter if we were ahead or behind. He was going to make plays that would help us. And I think he was also real positive to his teammates, the kind of guy that would encourage guys, but also not be afraid to say, hey, here's what we got to do. Let's get on it. Quit screwing around. Let's get focused and do what we need to do.
Practice habits. Last guy there. First one there. Studied a lot of Absolutely. Film, a lot of weightlifting. Yeah. What? Tell me about him.
I think, you know, we talked. I hung out with Tyler for about an hour and a half on the first day of the draft. Mm-hmm. And we were talking, and, you know, his biggest thing was, you know, the injuries really helped me understand how much work coaches put in. And it really helped me learn to watch film even better and understand what people are looking for. So even when he was down and couldn't, you know, play, he was still taking opportunities to better his game and become a better quarterback.
Can you tell me some stories, instances either on or off the field that you remember and are typically Tyler, if you will?
Well, Tyler was the guy that, you know, we had our situation that I said, and the kids that remained were great kids. Unfortunately, they dealt with the rest of the situation and those individuals. So we were coming back from that.
And I came in with a very disciplined approach. I'm kind of one of those old school guys and maybe a little more disciplined than it was. And Tyler was the guy. I'd be like, all right, Tyler, you guys are going to screw up here. And he would look at me and go, no, we're not, coach. And I go, yes, you are. And then I'm going to give everybody up down. So you got to be on board with this because I'm trying to make a point here. And, you know, he was one of those guys, I think, that was mature enough to be able to understand the big picture and be able to lead you through that. And then, you know, have the kids, have his teammates understand what was going on and why we were doing specific things. So those are the biggest things I remember about him. You know, he was getting recruited by everybody, too. So that was a huge positive for us in that particular time of turmoil.
What do you think is the biggest strength that's going to be going into the NFL, or biggest strengths?
I don't know. I think his running ability is great because it's you know, you're not expecting that, but he can. And, you know, with the way it is now, the defense can't hit quarterbacks anyway. And you wonder why the running quarterback is thriving in the NFL. Well, those guys used to get crushed, RG3, and those they'd be out of the game in 3 years. Well, now they can't hit them. So now you can do that. So to have a guy who can throw that kind of a deep ball and has all the arm angle passes, and, you know, if you flush him from the pocket, you might have a problem containing him. I think those things are going to make him special.
What's going to be his biggest challenges, some of the challenges he'll face heading into the NFL?
I think like anybody in the NFL, you know, the speed of everybody else, obviously it's ramped up. The best guy of every team in every college is in the NFL. There's not some guys who are average or lower. So I think catching up with all of those things for any new young quarterback, that's, I think, definitely a stepping stone. But again, I think Tyler's been able to adjust everything else he's dealt with. So I don't see that being a problem. But I would think for any quarterback, that's your biggest concern in your early years.
It's hard to compare anybody to anybody, but if you were to take everything together, put it all in one big amalgam of leadership, skills, athletic ability, type of play, can you give me some names of quarterbacks that he would remind you of?
You know, I want to say Roethlisberger, but I think he's a better runner and he's not quite as big. I think he throws a deep ball like Peyton Manning. I thought Peyton Manning was a great deep ball passer. He could throw that, and Tyler throws a great deep ball. I mean, it's always right there. And then, you know, and then I watch the arm angles and all that stuff, and that's just the new game. So you look at those guys that can do those different things. You know, Mahomes from Texas Tech. I mean, Tyler played at Texas Tech. Is he a Mahomes? No. But can he throw those different arm angles and hit those difficult passes? Yes. So, I mean, right off the top of my head, I would say I see a little bit of those three.
If I were to ask you where Tyler's going to be a year from now, what we're going to be talking about, what would you say?
I think he's going to be the starting quarterback of the New Orleans Saints.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Dick. Any final thoughts?
No, man. I appreciate it, and I think you guys are going to love him down there, and I can't wait to go to New Orleans and watch some games.
I hope so. Thank you, sir. Appreciate your time. Pardon me. That's Dick Banaszewski, Tyler Shough's high school head coach. We'll take a break. Pardon me. I'll get something to drink. And then we'll find out what Don Dubuque's got coming up. He's in for Newell today here on WWL.